Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. Friday, April 19th, 2024. This is a Cyber Smart Morning News Update. As it's Friday, that means it is an op-ed Friday. And I thank you so much for taking the time to download this into the podcast. A little late getting it out on this Friday. I had to go to bed early on Thursday night because I was presenting at the award-winning Northamptonshire Cybersecurity Forum in Northamptonshire, UK. I appreciate them allowing me to crash their party on a monthly basis. I pop in from the US and so because of that, they're now an international and award-winning cybersecurity forum. So I thank them for having me on to talk about nation-state cyber attacks. And because of that topic, that leads me to the op-ed for today. It has to do with cyber war. Here we are. Deal with it. Nation-state attacks, they're real and they're spectacular. So this is, I have two articles that are kind of driving this particular op-ed today. I was trying to think, what do I want to talk about? This week on Newsmax on Wednesday, I was on talking about a report from Mandiant that a notorious Russian hacking unit was linked to the breach of a Texas water facility. This is from CyberScoop at the article there. But basically, in a nutshell, Mandiant had done some incident response for this Texas water facility and were able to tie the attack back to a Russian hacking unit that is associated with, I believe, with the GRU. It's Sandstorm is the particular group, and it is associated with, sorry, I should have known that. I think it's GRU. It's associated with Fancy Bear, which is a very well-known APT, APT-28. They were the ones who were involved in the 2016 U.S. election stuff as well. And then there's another article from Reuters. Actually, you've seen this one on Cyber News, but it says FBI says Chinese hackers prepare to attack U.S. infrastructure. Now, if you're in the intelligence community, if you're in the FBI, if you're in the CISA, you do any of that stuff, this is not a big shocker that this is going on, that the nation state actors are attacking infrastructure. But it's something that we need to at least understand, deal with, and be prepared for, simply because we are now in a state of perpetual cyber war, where anyone wants to admit it or not, I am here admitting that this is a cyber war. If you attack infrastructure, critical national infrastructure of a sovereign nation state, you have basically committed what would be equivalent to launching missiles against that country as well. Now, is the impact as devastating? Certainly it is not. At least in these cases, it is not. Now, the Chinese stuff says preparing for an attack, meaning, now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have done it, but I would wager money that if you are in the critical national infrastructure space, and these are, you know, this is your gas and oil, your finance, your medical. I mean, there's 16 critical national infrastructure areas. I can guarantee Chinese hackers, especially state-sponsored Chinese hackers and Russian hackers and Korean and North Korean and Iranian have all been in these networks. So they've essentially committed cyber warfare. Now, is the U.S. responding? You'll never know. We'll never know, because it's not something that we're going to report because of the security precautions regarding that. But for companies that are affiliated with critical national infrastructure, not just the U.S., but worldwide, depending on where you are, if you're listening to this in the U.K. and you're involved in critical national infrastructure, you need to understand that Chinese, Russian, Iranian, North Korean hackers are coming for you too. If you're in France, same thing. If you're in Germany, same thing. If you're in Israel, same thing. Now, Israel has a few other issues to deal with in addition to terrorists attacking them from a cyber perspective. But cyber warfare is here, and I'm not sure if we are doing a very good job dealing with it. I'm not sure if people are thinking about it. Not sure if people are clearly not talking about it too much, because these headlines should be screaming across all news sources. But I guarantee when I go to work today and I turn on the news just to have the news in the background, they're going to be talking about Donald Trump, and they're going to be talking about Joe Biden said something stupid yesterday. They're going to be talking about the anti-Israel protesters at Columbia. Are all those important news article title news stories? Probably, sure. Are they as important as this? Not to me. Simply because you have to remember that the world is now interconnected through cyber means. In other words, if you were to take down the telecommunication capability of a country, You are basically going to make it blinded to all things. So news will not be able to be reported because they can't report on it. If you take down the energy infrastructure, it's going to be very hard for news stations to report on Donald Trump and Joe Biden because they have no electricity for their monitors, for their TVs, for their cameras. If you take down the water supply systems within a country, it's going to be very hard for people to survive without drinkable, potable water. So all of these things are an issue, but we do not seem to be providing enough information about the extent and depth and breadth of this. Now, to say that this is going to happen is great. But I will say that it's also important to provide the information as to how they are doing it. So from this Cyber News article, here's an interesting paragraph. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon has successfully gained access to numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors, with 23 pipeline operators targeted, FBI Director Christopher Wray said in a speech at Vanderbilt University. Now, my question is, when he said this, what did people think? Well, that's bad. That's a problem. Is anybody even thinking that that is a problem? He also said that China is developing the ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing. Are we doing anything to stop it? That is the question that I would like to know. And so, are we doing that? Should we be doing that? Absolutely, we should. And I mean, you know, you can say, hey, we're probably doing the same thing against them. Fair enough. But doesn't mean that just because, hey, we're doing it too, means that we should allow it to happen here. If I was in China doing this particular podcast from there, it would never get released because they wouldn't allow it. But I would say the same thing from them. They should be trying to protect their own infrastructure. It'd be great if we all peaceful, but let's be honest, countries, we are not in a world where peace is going to be something that is frequently desired among countries. So deal with the issues that you have at hand. So I'm hoping that increased awareness about these particular threats becomes a much larger news item so that people can at least start to have the conversation. How do we deal with it? At the presentation I did this morning, I mean, there's really four things you can do to kind of protect, to at least have the ability to try to counter some of this nation state related activity. It's identifying your crown jewels, educating folks, doing, you know, intelligence and understanding what's going on, all that kind of stuff. Stuff I talk about all the time, right? Nothing. This is nothing new. Stuff I've been screaming from the mountaintops since I retired from the FBI, and will continue to scream from the mountaintops because people need to hear it. And the sad thing is, I'm not sure if awareness is working, right? So this week we had the Palo Alto data, not data breach so much, but the discovered vulnerability that is causing all sorts of concern. And as it should cause concern, because Palo Alto's are endpoint devices, and access to those devices gives you access to the broader network underneath it. And so these problems, and I can guarantee you, with this particular vulnerability in Palo Alto being discovered, nation state actors, if they have not already created the ability to compromise and utilize that vulnerability to their advantage, they're going to very soon. And the sad thing is, of all the people with Palo Alto devices, how many of them even are A, aware that the incident occurred, that there's a vulnerability they need to patch, and are actually doing the patching? I'm going to say probably less than 50%, but that's the pessimist in me thinking that. So I'm not going to harp on and on and on and on and on about this, but it's just something to think about and to share with others to understand that when you look at the cyber landscape as it exists today, the countries that are adversarial to each other are deeply engaged in an ongoing cyber war. Will it exacerbate itself into a bomb throwing war? Probably not anytime soon. This is a methodology China has shown that they are willing to do, going all the way back to 1999. I've said this, you've heard me say this before, but two generals wrote a book called Unrestricted Warfare. They have no intention to launch attacks against the U.S. from a traditional military perspective because they know they can't win, but they can win this way, and they are winning this way. And until companies, again, as I've said, understand the threats targeting them and assess their risk, they will be unable to proceed wisely. Be a company that wants to proceed wisely, understand what's going on, and figure out ways to protect your information. Again, I'm probably pissing into the wind with this particular comment, but this was something that needs repeating on a periodic on a periodic basis, just so we can kind of level set and understand where we are in the world from this perspective. So on that happy note, I hope you enjoy the remainder of your weekend. I'll be back on Monday with the Monday version of the Cyber Smart Morning News, because I'm pretty sure there will be more cyber stuff to talk about as the weekend progresses. So as you go through your weekend, know that knowledge is protection. If you can understand the threats targeting you, you can assess your risk, proceed wisely. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.